This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. How would you like to save 18 cents a gallon on gas? President Biden's going to ask Congress to suspend the federal gasoline and diesel tax for 3 months. The AP's Sagar Magani on what this would mean for you.
If the savings were fully passed on, drivers would save roughly 3.6% at the pump, with prices averaging about $5 a gallon. It's the president's latest bid to lower prices, which are battering both American families and his approval ratings. But there's been little appetite on Capitol Hill for a federal gas tax holiday, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell among the skeptics.
Many international aid agencies have left Afghanistan since the Taliban took over, and that's likely to complicate the response to this morning's massive 6.1 magnitude earthquake. At least 1,000 people killed, many more injured. Massive flooding has tens of thousands of people on the run in southern China. The AP's Jennifer King.
Floodwaters from heavy rainfall have collapsed roads, submerged houses and factories, and swept away cars and crops in the manufacturing hub of Guangdong. Officials have suspended school, office work, and public transportation in the South China province amid rising waters. Chinese state TV showed city streets waist-deep in water. In neighboring Jiangxi, rescue crews in inflatable boats evacuated residents trapped in their homes in inundated villages. I'm Jennifer King.
This morning, China's Xi Jinping appears to be pointing a finger at NATO nations, saying the conflict in Ukraine has sounded an alarm for humanity, as he put it. He says nations that seek their own safety at the expense of others will surely end up in trouble. Katie Britt has won the Republican nomination for Senate in Alabama, defeating six-term Congressman Mo Brooks in a primary runoff. This is AP News. Senate bargainers reached agreement yesterday on a bipartisan gun violence bill.
Moving quickly after agreement was announced, the bipartisan gun violence bill cleared an initial procedural hurdle in the Senate Tuesday night. 14 Republicans joined all 48 Democrats and two independents in support of the measure. The package is a response to mass shootings at a Buffalo, New York supermarket last month and at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, days later. Senator John Cornyn of Texas led Republicans in the legislative talks.
Texans are disgusted and outraged by what happened at Robb Elementary, and they want Congress to take appropriate action.
The legislation would include more rigorous background checks for the youngest firearms buyers, more background checks for arms sellers, and stiffer penalties on gun traffickers. Additionally, there's funding to states and communities for improving school safety and mental health initiatives. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.